Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message, Do You Know Who You Are? And we really haven't even gotten into it yet, but I just sense the heart of the Lord wanting to minister. On yesterday's broadcast, I felt there were those that God was asking them to take a step of faith and to move out in obedience to the things that God has been speaking to their heart. And we read a few verses out of the first chapter of Joshua. And what I'm sensing today as I begin the broadcast is there are those who want very much to know what is the direction, what is the next step. And God wants to just assure you that He has your affairs, your concerns, your burdens, your life in His hands. The Spirit of truth and of life, when you accepted Jesus, it comes to live in us, live in you forevermore. And some of you feel like maybe you're just drifting on the sea. You know, I've never been much on the sea, and you know, generations ago, centuries ago, that was the only way of travel for people. And they had to learn the stars, they had to learn direction, and obviously it was quite a risky thing. But there had to be a knowledgeable navigator and captain. And so, beloved, I want to assure you that even though you seem to be just afloat and drifting and not moving in any sure direction, God will take hold of that captain's wheel, if you will, that you're not just a ship afloating, pointless and in no direction on the sea, because God, He has a reason. There are times when there's nothing happened, just wait on Him. My husband, Brother Glass, used to say, when in doubt, don't do anything just for the sake of activity and action and decision. Wait on God until you have a peace. And so Jesus is at the helm of our ship, beloved. He steers our little ship into the safety of the haven of rest. You know, we are on, in the Spirit, we're on an ocean of eternal and abiding peace. We're not like the ocean in the natural, which is driven by winds and storms and hurricanes. But this is where we are in the Spirit, and we don't only have to reach it or wait until physical death, but we arrive there in this place of safety, in this place of security, when we reckon ourselves dead unto sin. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we are made alive to those things which are heavenly and eternal. And so, beloved, we're living in a new day. He's pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. He's doing a cleansing work, an energizing work, a refreshing work in the body of Christ. So many are weary and tired. And the Word tells us, let us not be weary in well-doing. But times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. And why? It's when time, and when repentance comes, we need to repent of anything in our lives that is holding us back. We're living, beloved, in a new day, a day of deliverance, a day of building the living tabernacle of God, which is made up of lively stones. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I will lead you in a straight path, in a straight way. And be not fearful. Do not look at the dark clouds which seem to impede any kind of progress, because I, the Lord, shall arise upon you, not only with healing in my wings to heal you from the things that have occurred, the sorrows and the troubles of the past. I shall make you whole, says the Lord, and you shall see that a new day is dawning for you, and I will lead you in a straight and a plain path. I will remove the stumbling blocks, says the Lord, and as you keep your focus on me, you will not be drifting afloat, as you, if you will, on the sea of life, but I give to you a straight and a positive and a sure direction. And in that direction, there is peace and there is fulfillment of my plans for your life. Therefore, do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed, for I will make the path straight before your feet. Just take that step. Do you remember when the priests step in Jordan? Nothing happened until they placed their feet, and then the waters were parted. They bore my presence. So it is true with you. As you place your feet upon the waters, they will separate, and a way will be made for you. So take heart, beloved. I encourage you this day and cause you to know that you will rejoice, for you will see, as you've waited upon me, answers given, and the way made ahead of you shall be straight and full of joy and full of fulfillment, full of satisfaction and blessing, says your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, God is building a tabernacle, beloved. Each one of us, we have a special place to be in, and sometimes He has to move us so that we can get in that right place. You know, the religious bunch, scholars, liberal theologians, are so busy weighing in on what they feel is divine truth. They're weighing in the scales of human reason. And beloved, that can't be done. They have no capacity to comprehend the incomprehensible and to begin to know the things which pass knowledge. You've got to have the Spirit of the Lord. They have no time to accept that the spiritual message of the Bible. If they're not willing to accept the Word of God as true, then there's no way you can comprehend it. There are many, beloved, that are in churches. They're not even saved. They're there for various reasons. You know, it provides social distinction, a way to get ahead, makes their conscience feel good. There's some morality. Well, they're doing what they should. But beloved, we've got to have the empowering of the Holy Spirit. We've got to have the Spirit of God to make sense of the Word of God, because it's filled with apparent contradictions. Let everyone we're to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And yet it also says, let every man bear his own burden. I mean, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you cannot understand what that's saying, because it seems to contradict itself. But not for someone who understands and is born again with the Spirit of God. And we do need God. In fact, let's pray right now. Father, right now, we know there are many things in your Word, many things that we do not understand even yet with our spiritual understanding, our spiritual heart and mind. And many times, Lord, it is because you have veiled them. We know Scripture says, until the time of the end. You comforted Daniel, don't worry about it. This is for the end time. And so God lets us know on a need-to-know basis. We see that in the Word of God with His disciples. He does that with us. So there's an appointed time, and God knows He is so, as for God, His way is perfect. Can you get better than that? In timing, in knowledge, in strategy, you can't exceed Him. And what we need to do is just trust Him as little children. He will make a way for you. Trust me, beloved, we have to go into a realm in the Spirit where we are at peace. Well, you know how we get there is faith. Hallelujah. David said, "Yea, if I ascend up to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." Who could say it any better? What a beautiful poetic way. You know, there is a realm which is too far distant for reason to penetrate, and so far above the world and its materialistic interpretations and concepts and understanding. No man who is not in the spirit has ever been able to climb over the wall of our human boundaries and limitations. Spiritual things are only understood in the spirit. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. You know, one time Festus said to Paul in Acts 26 and 24, "Much learning hath made thee mad." And of course, that certainly was not the case, but they were putting Paul's spiritual revelation in the scales of earthly judgment, human reasoning, and they couldn't find a balance with the use of human weights, or using the old-fashioned scales, okay, in Scripture. But the things of Paul were, to many, they were incomprehensible. But beloved, as I speak to you today, our help comes from above. A river of life is streaming from the hills of God in those spiritual heavenlies to which we have access as we walk in the Spirit, as we live in the Spirit with every passing day. Beloved, these are great days in which we are living. Well, my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And we all need to experience in a much greater way the glory that God wants to reveal to us and in us and through us. Amen. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and know that I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives to bless and encourage your heart. I love you. I pray for you every day, my UCM family, my partners, and for those of you who have never written. I remember one dear lady said she'd been listening for 25 years. She finally wrote. What a sweetheart she is. I've grown to love her deeply in the spirit. Yeah, there you are in Oakland. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, I love you. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. I thank you for your prayer support. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.